Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I am Joanne Haig and I will be your host for today. And looking after all things technical is my good friend Dennis Johnson. The number to call 434-1790 and to send us a WhatsApp message 266-4862. Now, what's on my mind, I believe, is the same thing that would be on everyone's minds, would be the readiness and how prepared are we for COVID-19. And I can say to you personally, of course, I am concerned, and I think that we all are. But it is important to note that when you are concerned, you need to spend some time planning and not to panic. If you panic, then you're not going to think straight, and then you're not going to do the right thing. So there's no sense in panicking, but however, being concerned is a good thing. It means that you care about yourself and your family and your surroundings. And of course, as I said before on many occasions, please stop listening to the fake WhatsApp messages. Stop sharing the messages, because part of the fear that most people are feeling globally, the fact that social media is out there, is that plays a major part in how people feel right now. Of course, the media has to carry some responsibility as to how they report globally. Professionally speaking, I'm not happy about how it was done from the get-go in December with the communication. I think personally and professionally that when we talk about a virus and the survival rate exceeds the deaths, then we should balance the information going out. So even when we report that countries are reporting X amount of deaths and persons who would have contracted this virus, I personally believe that it should have been balanced. It's not too late to balance it. But I can tell you, based upon the facts, certainly there are a lot more survivors. One of the things that I'm not seeing, which I'm hopeful that people will do, is to share the survival stories and for networks all around the world to share those stories so that people will have some hope. The mere fact that people can create fear, obviously, is what will stop the whole economy from moving and then people doing the wrong thing because they're not listening. And if you're in fear, you panic and then you don't listen. So it's okay to feel concerned. I'm sitting here and I'm very concerned. I'm concerned for my daughter. I'm concerned for my mom. I'm concerned for myself. There are people in my family, you know, that different ages, different issues. And of course, we are all concerned, but we are taking the steps. When I came into Starcom, the first thing I did, and I must commend Starcom Network for having all of the hand sanitizers placed on the wall as you walk through the corridors. So I was able to sanitize the area that I'm working in and the headphones that I have on my head. So Starcom Network has put a number of measures in place to protect its staff. So kudos to them. And as well as the hand sanitizers that are, well, that are no longer available, I want to speak about that. I went to the supermarket a week ago and there are absolutely no hand sanitizers available. There are none from the suppliers either. So what I did personally, I reached out to Collins and I reached out to one or two businesses, which I'm hoping that after I say what I say, I can get some phone calls from some business houses after the show to jump on board with this initiative because it is very important. It's not about competing companies anymore. If you're in the same business and you can help, if you don't speak to each other, then now is the time to speak to each other because we need some hand sanitizers on the island for the most vulnerable persons. Unfortunately, when they were bought up in bulk. There are some individuals who felt that they needed a lot more, which, okay, I can understand, but let us be fair. If you have a lot of hand sanitizers at home, and I mean by the hundreds, I really think that if you're in a neighborhood with the elderly, et cetera, you should share, because people who don't have a lot of money right now are finding it very hard to get a bottle. So what I've done, and I spoke to Dennis about this before I started the show, with the support of Collins and One Business House came on board, Visions Development Inc. We've ordered 1,000 liters of surgical alcohol, 1,060 milliliters of glycerin, and the Collins will mix them. They don't normally do that in that amount. Actually, they don't sell hand sanitizer mixed here. They actually would obviously purchase it. But they're doing this exercise, and I want to thank Mr. Peter Bourne from Collins for saying yes to doing it, and thank Vision Development Inc. so far for jumping on board, and I know other companies will follow to suit. What we will do with those bottles is we will make sure that they get to the most vulnerable persons across the island, in particular NAB staff going to the homes. Now, sanitizer really would be for people who move around a lot, but why the elderly for sanitizer? In my mind, I'm thinking, all right, some of them may not be able to go to the washroom to wash their hands regularly, and someone visits them in the evening and they hug, and then granny or granddad decides that they're going to reach for their medication right by the bedside and just put it in their hands and take the medication. So it's easier for them to reach for a bottle of hand sanitizer because they can't move around as much, or sometimes not at all without assistance, but they would have been in contact with maybe a visitor. So these are the things that kind of resonated with me, as well as those who may not be in a position to buy in bulk, but find themselves now wondering, how do I protect myself when I'm out there? And hopefully we can help. I don't think we can help everyone. Hence the reason I'm saying you don't have to reach out to me after the show. You can actually do this yourselves. If you have more hand sanitizer than you need, please share with those that don't have. And this is just a way of helping people to be safe. This is a way of helping us to minimize the spread. So once we follow the instructions of the GIS and credible agencies, and of course the World Health Organization, with that information, follow the instructions. I personally believe that we can push this back, not just as Barbadians, but globally. I think that lessons can be learned from this exercise. Once we get through this, and I know we will, it is unfortunate. Yes, a lot of people have gone, but majority of the people have survived. And when we get through this, lessons learned, so that we would know now in the event that there may be another virus, who knows, 5 years, 10 years from now, we are better equipped to handle it. We probably may make different decisions globally, because I personally believe that pandemics, viruses like this, cannot be managed by one country. It can't be managed by one person. It can't be managed by one leader. Certainly, leaders can make decisions, yes, but then it's up to you to follow the instructions. And I'm hopeful that when Barbados, and I still pray and I still say if, because even though we are hearing that more than likely it can, I am still hopeful that the word if is still there. But if it does, then we take all of the necessary precautions before we actually spreads, to minimize the spread. So let's lead the way in the Caribbean, people. Let's practice good hygiene. Let's take care of ourselves and our bodies. And let's look out for the most vulnerable. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Joanne.
Hi.
I'm going to be a little bit off topic, but I entirely agree with what you're saying about the cleanliness and so forth. But I had called in reference to the plants. If you could just give me an idea, is it this week or next week that they're going to be distributed?
It will be next week. We started getting the plants out. And okay. Again, thanks to the Initech group of companies who are actually giving away those plants for free. over 3,000 plants. Over the next couple of days, we will be able to get that done, and you listen to your radio stations, and they will be able to say the date that you can come down and get your free trees.
Right. Well, I had spoken to you before, so you had indicated that you would...
We have your name. This is the same lady?
Yes.
I have your name. I'm not going to forget you. My word is my bond. You will get your guava trees, right?
Yes. I know you're very, very, very busy at this time, so I just said I would... But I'm going to give you the time to speak about this very, very important issue in reference to the virus, and let people be aware of what they can or cannot do. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, and you continue to be safe, and sharing that advice, let us also practice what we preach. We have a tendency to tell everyone, I do, and then sometimes I don't always do the right thing because I'm so busy telling everyone else. But things like not touching your face is something that I have to practice, because, you know, most human beings, like, I'm looking at Dennis right now, and he's got his hands by his face, but he sanitized before he came in. So if you sanitize, I guess that's okay. But of course, we don't always remember. So it's new habits, things that we now have to practice. And that's one of them. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Greetings to you.
And you.
And to Mr. Johnson. And to the listeners. I hope my greetings meet you all in good health. The only times that we are in today. Now, my contribution, although it may not necessarily be on the topic, it has some connections in a sense. Mm-hmm. On Friday, I listened to you and one of the callers in a conversation that you had that was a bit sensitive, and I can commend you on the way you handled it. The caller was commenting on the plight of black people in this country, and he was saying that they could mobilize themselves and look to work with each other in unity. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I would just like to put my perspective to the contribution. The first century settlers in Barbados, which we call the Europeans, when they came to the Americas, they were English and Irish. And they brought with them their religion, which would have been Anglican, Protestant, and Catholic. The Indians, when they came over to the Americas, they brought with them their religion also, which would be Islam and Hinduism. The Africans, when they landed, too, they carried their cultural skills and religion also. But what happened most likely that the Christian faith might have drowned out their practices, although we still have some pockets of beliefs in the Caribbean. Now, religion is based mainly on four qualities: love, compassion, unity, and furthermore, and many more. But what have happened is that the black population in the Caribbean actually was made to believe that the Bible was used to enslave them. This was one of the biggest misleading information in the world. Because during the 19th century, the same Christianity was challenging slavery. Now, to get to my point is that those of our time, when slavery now was abolished, this present generation was misled now into believing that. So they threw away everything. And when you look at our prison population, the majority of the population out there are not connected to any form of religion at all. They're neither Christian, they're neither Hindus, they're neither Muslims, they're the Rastafarian. And when you look at the Daily Nation, our daily newspapers, when you see the front page, most of the time when you see young, productive black men being remanded or incarcerated, you don't see them. You don't see the practices of these religions actually involving that behavior. And I'm not only down to people who are actually believing religion, you know. Because we have a classic example that comes into your studio who is not religious, but he don't walk books shooting up the place. A matter of fact, his life was actually threatened on Friday, and he took it to the police. But he's not actually belong to any religion. Mm. he is a man that don't want also not the best at robbing people. So it shows, it doesn't mean that only religious people behave in that manner. The point I'm making, I will put it, conclude, because I don't want to take up too much time. The Bible says at John 17:3, this means everlasting life, they're coming. You hear that word? They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one you sent for, Jesus Christ. Notice there, it doesn't say who the there is. It doesn't say it is black, it is white, it is Chinese, or it's Indian. It says there. So that means that invitation is open universally to people. And what all black folk needs to understand is they throw away their spirituality and replace it with silver and gold and lumber and blocks. So now they don't have anything, no sort of spiritual values. Although I do not really, I might not agree with the practices of religion, that is a fact. They just do not have no sort of spiritual connection at all, because they have been misled and misinformed to believe that the Bible kept them into slavery, when the very same Bible is something that will bring them out of poverty. But it's truthful teaching.
Okay, I want to thank you so much for your contribution. Welcome back. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Haig. How are you?
I am well. And you?
Well, I'm good.
Good.
The two things we want to discuss here this morning. Mm-hmm. The first one is, I don't know if you heard, it started first with a voice note that came out. Somebody sent it to my phone. I dismissed it.
Well, I'm happy you did.
You know, I saw the same voice note with some thing in a bedland. I don't know if it's man or woman. Why must people be doing these type of things? What are they profiting from doing these things?
Well, I think the first person you should ask that question to is the individual that sent it to you first.
Yes and no, because probably the person that sent it to me to inform me of what really is supposed to be happening in the country.
No, but then you need to ask them why.
I dismissed it.
Well, what I'm saying to you is individuals, and I can only give you my opinion, what I do, individuals mm-hmm. that send me undesirable info, I would either speak to them and ask them not to, and if they continue, then I would have to block and delete them. So I'm saying your friend sharing that, and you want to know why people would do that, you need to start with who sent it to you first and tell
okay.
them not to.
The first individual that sent it out to some person, I feel the police should look for those people and charge them, put the face in the papers and on television and let people know that they're misleading. The government is saying that there's none. Why are they trying to permeate these type of things in the country?
Well, until the police or the law
authorities
enforces that, because people have to make the complaint first and make it a case. But I think that someone needs to be made an example
of
when it comes to the computer misuse. I sit here time and time again, and I'm tired talking about it. As my intro, I beg people, you ask, you let them know it can destroy lives, it can destroy marriages, it can destroy a country, you know, all of those types of things. And I, you know, they're bored, whoever it is or they are. Clearly, they are very, very bored with their lives, so they need to create some sort of action for everybody else. Or maybe they're just depressed, and they just need to depress everyone else. You know, I think so.
Oh, the next one. Mm-hmm. I was studying this COVID-19 last night, and I was saying that families that are close can shop together in bulk so as to minimize the frequency in the supermarkets and the shops.
Or the supermarkets can start doing deliveries where they're prepaid and just drop them to your door. You don't really need to be in there. And,
of course,
and then, you know, maybe that is a service that...
Is where this thing would spread rapidly if it ever happens?
No, but what I'm saying is that's a nice service to have with or without the COVID-19. I'm just saying in general, I personally would love that. I hate going to a supermarket. And if I can order my groceries and have someone bring them to my doorstep, just ring the doorbell. I don't even see them. I just go and pick them up like a newspaper early in the morning and just go back inside. Maybe some things like that may come out of this unfortunate situation that we that the world finds themselves in. But the less we, what we call social distancing, we want to, yeah, because realistically, you know what's so funny? We actually sit in front of each other in groups and still don't talk to each other anyway because we use our cell phones. So it's nothing new. All we need now to do is to distance ourselves a little more and continue the communication via cell phone if need be. And that's not anything of a major change. Most people are accustomed sitting down next to people and saying nothing to them anyway. They're actually using their phones. So
okay. Before I go, last year I bought some shower gels and some sanitizers. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, there's about three more that I have. I don't see alcohol in any of them. So I'm wondering, there's some of the name that I don't understand why it is. Some 40% this. So I'm saying that could be alcohol. So I wonder if you buy alcohol, pour off some of the soapy liquids, and pour alcohol in and shake it up. You don't feel that would be better?
Pour off some of the soapy liquid. Well, I think...
Is it soapy liquid that comes
No, you're talking about antibacterial soap. That's different to hand sanitizer.
But some moisturizer won't be sanitizer?
Well, okay, the hand sanitizer, really and truly, the fragrance that you get is just sort of make it smell nice, but it's really alcohol and I believe glycerin. That's what Collins is actually concentrating on right now, making for us to give away to individuals. Now, the reason...
Don't forget me, so we get one.
No problem. Once you're in the vulnerable category, remember that alcohol by itself, surgical alcohol, rubbing alcohol, if you pour it on your hands, it's going to evaporate too fast. And it needs to be on your hands for at least 20 seconds or more. So the glycerin, obviously mixed with that would lock it in and make it...
A little longer.
And so as I said, 1,000 of those bottles will be going out to the most vulnerable shortly. They promised that the mixtures will be completed by Thursday. And I, of course, I would have liked them sooner, but, we will get there.
You know, they said that it killing out a certain, more of the older, more vulnerable, so I and our group, so I got to be careful, so don't forget me again.
Just remember, all you have to do is just follow the steps. Nothing is an exact science. I could be here today and gone by the time I leave Starcom with something, a car, this, it could be the same virus. I don't know. I pray not. And apart from taking steps to protect myself, I am really relying on the Almighty God, and to be covered in every last thing that He can do for us regarding this virus. And I think that a combination between us following instructions... I know persons who may not believe in God don't agree with me, but that's fine. I believe in God. I believe what is to be will be. We will try our best to keep it at bay. We will try our best to minimize. We will make sure we don't panic. And we talk to our kids and explain. I think that part is very important. Someone asked me here on the WhatsApp, if I may read it now that you're here. They're asking me, what are they doing for children with disabilities, Ms. Haig? Because our children are probably more vulnerable than other children. And I can tell you for a fact that is true. My daughter is in that category, possibly because of her heart condition before. And of course, as a mother, I am deeply concerned, but I have to be able to talk to Sky, and I want parents... And if I can share this with the parents of children with disabilities, you need to talk to them in the language that they can understand. And if it's not something that you can discuss, you need to show them another what to do. And I know the school, for example, Derrick Smith School, they're very active now in making sure that they sensitize the parents shortly on this. And another person said there's no soap at the schools. And... I guess they're meaning one particular school, but if there's no soap at a regular primary school or secondary school, then parents, please put a cake of soap or some hand sanitizer or antibacterial soap in the child's bag. Don't wait for government to do everything. This is your child. This is your family. and you need to carry a level of responsibility. It is unfortunate if it's not there, if indeed that statement is true, that there's no soap at the school that this individual is saying. But parents, my advice, put some soap in the school bag and ask your child to use it constantly. The teachers can only do so much. Let's get together now and do this as a team. I know that that sounds so cliche when people say it, kind of goes over everybody's heads when we say, you know, we got to do this as one, and we got to move as one. But truthfully, that's the only way out of this. So no time for not speaking to your neighbor.
My parting words for you is, there's some part of the Bible, some person that knows the Bible good with that. Mm-hmm. The Lord will have mercy on those whom he will. I know that I was one of them, so I want to make sure that you was one of those two.
Okay, thank you for the advice. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 10:30. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
No, just to drift off the topic, I just want to let the people at MTW, I think they're working on it because I've seen them some places in Christchurch, but there are some pedestrian crossings, Joanne, and the, you know, the island coming down from the harbor that carries you to the roundabout to the port. There's like those little islands in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That needs painting in either white or neon yellow because, yes, last night I saw a car practically on top of it because you cannot see the road from the island, from the rays. It's not a Jersey bar, but it is a shorter thing to a Jersey bar. You know what I'm speaking about? You know when you're going to Coral Ridge, you're coming from the Newton roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
To go to Coral Ridge, there's also one there. And you can mistake and drive on top of it, which will obviously damage under your car.
Mm-hmm.
That needs painting also.
Mm-hmm.
That, the one by the harbor going to the port roundabout, and then going down St. James and St. Peter, the pedestrian crosses where a lot of tourists cross, needs repainting. And you don't see the tourists or the people, especially if they are dressed in black, to go to dinner until you are actually on them. So I really would like that, you know, I mean, they're painting. I'm seeing them painting, don't get me wrong, but they need to get to the areas where especially those tourists cross the street every minute.
Okay. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Contribution. Thank you so much. A few WhatsAppers are saying, of course, everybody's giving their advice, and the advice is sound advice because it's in keeping with the advice of the World Health Organization about constantly washing your hands, and just not with water, but you need to use soap, antibacterial soap. Give a good rub, back of your hands, fingers, palms. Keep washing them. And so one other person here is saying that hand sanitizer, that soap is better to use. And of course it is, but in a sense, but that's if you're home. But if you're not home, you don't exactly walk around the streets to go shopping and use soap and have it in your bag. I mean, you could, because then you have to look for a bathroom, but it's also easier to use hand sanitizers. And particularly people catching buses and, you know, and the public transport, you may want to keep a hand sanitizer in your bag. And always make sure that you kind of use it when you get in or just before you get in and when you get back out. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Greetings in the name of Rastafari. I'm on the air.
Greetings. Yes, you are. I was about to respond in my whole Rastafari thing. But go ahead. Nice to hear you.
We live in the times of revelation right now with these diseases or famines. And Barbados is going through a minor famine right now with the water system and things. But the guy that called about Christianity before, this is a little excerpt from His Imperial Majesty. And then it says here with Dr. Hoffman from a book called Teachings of Rastafari, His Imperial Majesty. This is the question that Dr. Hoffman asked him. Your Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is concerned, the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time. This is Imperial Majesty replied. I would tell a person who was concerned the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it is necessary to have love, and that it is necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I will have a sin to.
Hello?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
I will have a sin to read and study the Bible. Mm-hmm. I will also have a sin to seek the secular knowledge. For the more one knows, the more one realizes. For the more one knows, the more one realizes the need for a prime mover, for the need for a creator who is good, and the need for salvation, and also for peaceful life upon earth. I will also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he will serve the Lord.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. One writer here says, before I go back to the calls, good morning, Ms. Haig. I would love to stay at home and shop online and have my groceries delivered, but I want to ask you, will you also allow things like fruits, vegetables, green herbs, seasonings, and choice meat cuts to be selected on your behalf by someone you don't know and then delivered by somebody, as you said, you don't have to see? And be comfortable with it? Trust me, Ms. Haig, I've traveled far and wide, and I've also seen our own local food handlers at most levels. As convenient as it is, I like to choose what I'm buying, especially food. Well, okay, fair enough. For me, it's canned food. It's all bottled once the seal isn't broken, and the meat will be cooked thoroughly. So I'm okay with it, but to each his own. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, they have three supermarkets in Barbados that do deliveries, mm-hmm. and two are in Black Rock. One of the leading supermarkets, where I won't call the name, and the next one is down by the stoplights by the gas station.
One in St. Philip, by any chance?
I'm not sure. And okay. They have one in Warrens, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. So you would know that particular brand.
Okay.
Supermarket.
Understood.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something that I've learned, right? When you open a door, do not open it with your bare hands. Get a piece of paper and hold the knob on the door, especially if you're going to the bathroom, right? Because the knobs can carry a lot of germs. And when you're leaving the bathroom, right, you're supposed to get some liquid soap, not soap. Soap carries germs because I used to put liquid soap in our staff bathroom and not soap because soap carries bacteria. When you're washing your hands, you not only wash your fingers, you wash from your elbows down, right? You get some of the liquid soap and you wash from your elbows down and then you dry your hands. When you're leaving the bathroom, you get a piece of paper, right, because they have a container with paper there. You hold the knob, open the door, and then you go back to your office. The office door might have a handle. You put a piece of paper, hold the door, you pull it. That is something which I have learned, okay, as a first aider. The next thing is, if you use plain alcohol, it will dry out your skin. So therefore, you can get some aloe vera, which will make the alcohol give a little scent. You cut off that prickly thing. You can use the whole thing, or you can use the inside of it and mix it with the alcohol. And if you have the glycerin, you can put some of it and blend it all together, and you can use it like that you're not getting. The
hand sanitizer.
The hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. So that is what I have to say to you. Mm-hmm. And not only that, if you read Matthew 24:32, it will tell you about the sheep separate from the goats and about nations and stuff. I can't really read that particular verse to you. But right now we are protecting, each country are protecting their own borders because they are afraid, right? And this thing is like the plague because it's traveling from country to country, right? So you just have to trust in God and pray to the Almighty and don't panic.
And take the right steps.
And take the right steps. And everything would work well, right? So all you have to do, all the first aiders and those people who have knowledge, pass it on to other people who do not know. And when you or your children and stuff, when they come home, let them take off their shoes, their clothes, and stuff like that at the door when they close the door, and send them straight to the bathroom and let them get a shower.
The question is, what conversation we as parents are now having with our children? Now, even though statistics show that children under the age of 9, there have been no fatalities, you still have children over the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, teenagers. What conversation are we having with our teenagers, with our young people, regarding the do's and the don'ts? And I hope parents spend some time to make sure you educate them as best as possible, too. We can't leave them out of the loop. You know, they're actually out there at school and running around with other children. And I think that between the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, which I know they're obviously telling us to take these steps, I believe that I know the parents must carry some responsibility. It is not a one-sided affair. It is not a disease, or should I say a virus, to be handled only by government. It must be handled by all. Hopefully parents will be doing their part too. Okay? I want to thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.